Thank you so much for the introduction. And first of all, I enjoyed the previous two talks, and you'll see I think this complements it well. So we're speaking about religious involvement in Asian American health in comparison study, also Latinos versus Asians, without knowing what the other talks are about, and we will be looking at yours in the country also. How do I go forward? Not this? Or just this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to acknowledge some of the people who helped me, Rebecca Park, Dr. Anna Breda Lanza, Dr. Angela Dallin, Dr. Joyce Moon Howard. I have no financial relationships to disclose, but hopefully some spiritual rewards I'm getting from this, but no financial conflicts. Okay, so religion and health. Oops. There's a large body of literature, I'll only summarize briefly, that there's a lot of evidence that there is a relationship between religion and health. Religion can be protective, especially being part of a religious community as opposed to private faith. It's connected with lower mortality, lower mobility, both promoting well-being and coping once you have disease, although it's not always positive, but overall there is a positive relationship. And religion and immigrants, there's also a lot of literature on it. Religion can play an especially important role for immigrants. It can be both a source of social capital in terms of networking with other people from their community, but also something I like to call religious capital, which is the idea that religion itself, not just being part of any community, but because it gives you a sense of meaning and ritual, maybe certain food you can eat or not eat. There's certain things about religion itself, in addition to the social aspects of it, which can have a benefit. And it's also interesting for immigrants because religion and ethnicity are often so much intertwined. And you'll see, I think this is especially true for Asian Americans. And there's also some demographics which are different from the general population, which I think some of the earlier talks have spoken about. So I tend to speak very fast, so I apologize, and I have a lot of material to go through. I may even skip some things on here, but feel free to, if I am speaking too fast, ask me to slow down, but if there's points that I skip over, it's because I don't think they're important, just ask me at the end. So connecting this religion, immigrants, and health, there is some literature on it. There is a high degree of chronic disease prevalence for immigrants. But there's not been a lot of research really, even though religion, immigrants, and health are all sort of hot topics in our society, really looking at the intersection of three, there's not been a lot of work done on that. But what work has been done does show a relationship, but even those don't really compare immigrant groups. And what led me to this topic is something you've heard about is the immigrant health paradox, which is that immigrants' health often gets worse with long years in the country, and one of the explanations, as we heard, is because of these poor health behaviors and the way they culturate into society, and yet religion, there's all this literature that it can promote health behaviors. So I thought, it's not just the fact that you have acculturation, it's what context you acculturate might really make a difference. So here's all these immigrants whose health behaviors and health are getting worse, and yet people go to church, or other religious institutions, their health is getting promoted, and maybe there's a way to connect those two and have religion be a context for which the acculturation takes place and have an impact on health. So that's really what led me to this topic. And at APHA last year, I gave a talk on the relationship of religious involvement to Latino immigrant health, and which was the subject of my dissertation. And at the end, you always have these limitations, so this may not be generalizable to other groups. And I thought this would be interesting to extend to Asian Americans. And I've worked for a couple of years at NYU looking at Asian American health. So I thought, let me extend it to them. So briefly, what I found with Latino immigrants, I'm just going to go through that first line, is that there's a positive relationship between greater church going, and for Latinos it's basically just church going. They're almost exclusively Christian. Lower smoking, more alcohol, less alcoholic drinking, although that was just marginally significant, greater physical activity, and no relationship with obesity. And one other interesting thing here is that there was this threshold effect. I looked at people who went to church regularly, not at all, and then in between. And the people who went not at all and in between basically had the same health. It was only once you started going to church regularly, made this religious commitment, that we saw an impact. So again, the goals of this study is really to extend that, look at Asian Americans. And for Asian Americans also, religion plays a very important role in their life. One study said Filipinos and Koreans are the most religious people in America. There's differences between home country and host country. There are a lot of Christians, but also much more heterogeneity in terms of religions. Congregation can play an important part. And congregational support is found to be especially important for groups such as Korean churchgoers. And religion, Asian American health, as I said last year, I did find a relationship and presented on it between religion and Latino immigrant health, and I want to extend that to Asian Americans. So specifically, I want to look at what are the health status and health behaviors of Asian new immigrants, what is the relationship between religious involvement and health status for Asian Americans in the U.S., how does this differ between home and host country, because you'll see the survey used, asked them, didn't really follow them from one country to the other, but asked them what was their church attendance in their home country or religious attendance, and then comparing this between Asians and Latinos. So people understanding me or talking too quickly? Okay, great. Okay, so I actually analyzed a fourth survey that was not mentioned in Dr. Rose, but I think it would be interesting and took place in 2003, so it really would be something comparable, called the New Immigrant Survey. And also relevant to what you're saying, there's a second wave coming out, so there'd be ability to do something longitudinal. 69% response rate, very few surveys have a lot of health, religion, and immigrant questions, as well as the usual demographics. And so I used this data set and I performed some descriptive multivariate analyses, logistic regression using SAS, 9.1, I think. I used some interaction variables. Okay, so the sample I used, I just took the four largest countries because I was looking at the country level and it became a little bit too much without that, but China, India, Korea, and the Philippines are the four largest sources of immigrants to the United States, as well as the four largest Asian groups in the survey. And I looked at people of church, mosque, and temple attenders, and as well as the people who did not attend, so they served as a control group. As I mentioned in the questions, I excluded people who had not been here 6 months, but the reason was not because of the obesity, it was because I thought many of those had not yet established the regular pattern of church going. They come to a new country, they haven't yet found a church, or conversely, they come a few times just because they want to find out, you know, where to go, where to get a, you know, certain kind of help, and then after that they drop off. So I excluded for 6 months as being atypical, and after doing all that, the sample size was 722. Okay, so just briefly descriptive, generally good health, but certainly pockets of less than optimal health, variation in physical activity, smoking and alcoholic drinking are less than average, but still an issue that warrants looking at. Characteristics in terms of this sample, India was the largest group. I know overall China is larger, but a lot of the Chinese, because they're not religious, do not attend religious institutions, did not answer some of those questions and had to be dropped out. But still a fair number of all four groups. Some variation in length of stay in the United States, variation in English proficiency, as well as visa type. In terms of religious characteristics, again, we have these three groups, people who don't go at all, people who go occasionally, people who go regularly, prior country church attendance too. Interestingly, it's been documented elsewhere, people generally attend church less in the United States or any religious institution in the United States than in their home country. But again, a variation of denominations. I can discuss afterwards why I ended up grouping Hindu, Buddhist, Muslim, partially for sample reasons. Okay, so then I performed a multivariate analysis for health status and three health behaviors, smoking, drinking, physical activity. I'm not going to go through all the technical things, but I can go through afterwards for anybody who's interested. And here's what I found. So I don't know if you remember in the Latino one, there were all these asterisks all over the place. Here you see very little of that. So, and I'm sorry, for those of you not familiar with logistic regression, below one means you're less likely to have. So here, for example, none versus regular, the none are less likely, but it's not statistically significant. The only thing that's even moderately significant is the relationship overall with home country attendance and overall health, but not the individual comparisons between level of church attendance. So clearly a different story. The directions are still generally the same. People attend church less, are less likely to be in good health, but again, not significant. Here's more the breakdown of some of the individual factors. If you look at denomination, that was not significant, but country of birth, we did find that country of birth mattered. We found that gender mattered, or should I say I found, and age mattered, and I'll point that here, the years in the U.S., because that relates to some of the earlier talks that I actually looked at it as a continuous variable because We could talk about that afterwards, but I felt for the things I was looking at that worked. And here I did find each additional year, you had an odd of being less likely to be in good health because it's below one. I do agree that it's not a perfect measure of acculturation, it's capturing other things. But it is interesting, and I controlled for, you see at the bottom, lots of other factors. I controlled for English proficiency. I didn't really have other acculturation measures that I may do, but I think it is consistent with some of what we heard before, at least for the measure of health status. Okay, and then I also looked at health behaviors. And here you see a few more aspects. So I did see a little bit more relationship. You see the first line, current church attendance is related with overall health. I'm sorry, with more physical activity at least. And home country church attendance is related with less smoking and less drinking. So a little bit more, but also still not as full of asterisks as you saw with the Latinos. Okay, see, just to remind you, a lot more. Okay, so just briefly, what did I find is that, you know, a lot of differences, I think, between Asian Americans and Latinos, even Asian Americans, we did find things in the right direction. Prior country church attendance seems to be more important for Asians than current church attendance. This could be because of different needs of immigrants. Could be the role of congregations in different countries play different effects. I didn't talk about it before, but really congregations in the United States play many, many roles other than religious activity in the United States, and maybe their role for Asians different than Latinos, or maybe in their home countries playing a different role for Latinos, but I think it's not clear. What is clear is that really there are a lot of variations by denomination ethnicity, and I think everybody in this room already knows we can't just talk about all immigrants together, and we certainly can't talk about all Asian American countries together, but I think this data really supports that. So why do I think that there were differences in Latino findings? Again, I don't really have the definitive answer. And one of the reasons why I was looking forward to presenting is I welcome afterwards, either during discussion or after all the presentations, if people have ideas, I'm welcome to hear. But the different thoughts that I had were that, first of all, you know, there might be really genuinely differences between Latinos and Asian immigrants, like I mentioned before, in terms of the role of churches and the context of sending and receiving. The home country attendance may be more important in terms of the role of plays. But I think also there's a lot more heterogeneity in terms of Asians than Latinos. Latinos are certainly heterogeneous, and that's another pet peeve when people lump all Latinos together. But I think in terms of religion and country of birth, there's really a lot more diversity, and it's really harder to tease things out. Their religions, such as Hinduism and Buddhism, are less congregational, so maybe have less of an impact on health. Country seems to be especially important. So this fusion of country and religion, like Filipino Catholics and Indian Hindus, really maybe larger among Asians. And then, of course, there's methodological issues. There's less Asians in the sample, and there may be unmeasured variables such as home rituals, which play an important role in Asian religions, and less so, I think, for Latino religions. So why do we care all about this? We're at a public health conference. It's sort of an interesting intellectual exercise. But as I said before, you know, what led me to this is that I think that faith-based institutions really potentially have a role to play in the acculturation assimilation process in ways that impact health. And while individual churches, mosques, temples have all done things, really, we don't look at things on a systematic basis, and I think there's an opportunity there to do something. And one of the open questions is home country church attendance less important than current church attendance for Asians? It could be maybe because it just plays a different role in their life, but maybe it's that Asian faith-based institutions that serve Asian Americans have an opportunity to do more that's untapped. So that's more the optimistic way of looking at it. And I think it's something I think we need to think about more, that there is this opportunity that we may not be fully taking advantage of. Here's just a list of some of the potential interventions: health ministries, patient navigation, direct care. Religious leaders can take a role in promoting things and linking Asian Americans with other organizations. Limitations, talked about cross-sectionality before, self-reported data, the reasons why going to religious institutions might affect health. My data set did not have why. I don't know what they're doing at churches, mosques, temple. They could be singing, they could be eating. There's a lot of unmeasured variables, and this survey also only captured documented immigrants. It is a random survey, so there's no master list of all undocumented immigrants, but there's a master list of all documented immigrants. So that's there, and the way that that might impact health is not clear. So I think we do need a lot more research to really explore why this might be, including some longitudinal analysis, maybe some multi-level modeling with congregations and individuals, and also probing individual needs like diabetes or cancer, as well as individual evaluations of programs. So just to sum up, that there is a lot of body of literature that religion affects health and for immigrants, but the context matters so much, which group, whether it's home country or host country, and we there are variations, but we still need to learn a lot more. Thank you very much.
Does anyone have any questions, comments? Anyone other than our speakers first?
No? I had a question in the Latino family slide. You showed that there was significant interaction. Did you create interactions with this group?
I did interactions, and I don't remember. I think I did not find them.
Okay.
But here I'll make a health set, because you really get into the sample size issue, and I think it's the sample size, it's about half or so. So I think I did not find interactions, but I'll check them and get back to you. Good question.
Amy.
Yeah, I have actually 2 points. I think for both, they were relevant for both presentations in terms of really the importance of stratifying by ethnic origin. And I think that could be potentially what's going on. Maybe you're not sort of, you're diluting some of the relationships between your religiosity and your health outcomes because you're not necessarily looking within each ethnic group. And I think maybe that, I don't know, that could potentially be something going on with your data as well. Because Filipinos, and they're so different. Like,
right,
you
say,
you emphasize the heterogeneity, but I would like to see your question analyzed in each ethnic group.
Right, so you're saying not just control for country, but
exactly.
Actually do a separate analysis.
But probably, I'm sure power is an issue.
Power is an issue, and then you can't fully compare. But I think that is something worth doing. Thank you. I think that is worth doing.
Can you comment? You slightly skimmed over the fact
sure.
that these are documented immigrants.
Yes.
And what are the implications of that in terms of what we're seeing and when you compare this data set to other data sets? Because other data sets don't necessarily just screen for documented immigrants. I mean, we have a whole range
right.
of immigrants.
I'm not aware of the literature of anybody who's really compared directly. I could argue for either way, because I think in some ways churches might play a larger role in the lives of undocumented immigrants because, they're the safe space. So I might think that they might even have a more positive role, but maybe they can't take advantage of all the things that churches, mosques, temples have to offer because they're undocumented. So I'm not sure what direction that would be. Yeah, if people know literature on this issue, I'd love to read it. So I think it is an open question, but I think it could go either way. Good question.
Thank you. I'd like to open up the floor for questions for all our speakers. I know we limited questions at the end of each person, but does anyone have burning questions? Yes, Doug. Please introduce yourself.
Yes. My name is Doug Toronto, and I'm from the Asian Pacific Community Action Phoenix. Language used to be used, I think, as a proxy for acculturation. I don't know whether I heard you guys.
I use language.
Did you?
Well, that language proficiency. Between language and language proficiency.
With language spoken, for instance, language spoken at home, has a lot to do with whether some of the messaging around health reaches people because mainstream media is shouting in Asian language. I'm just wondering whether that might have influence as well. There's different communities probably take up English.
Right, so it did have English proficiency as the last, which gets at that to some extent, that lower English proficiency, even more than yours in the U.S., is negatively associated with health status.
Yeah, and we looked at English language as well, and it wasn't significant in our analysis, but I appreciate the point, because it's as important as years in the U.S., and it's positive. Those are the kind of study, but not a sort of a caveat or limitation, I think, with using language. It's a little bit more subjective, and it could indicate a lot of other things that could be confounded with those economic status, for example. And actually, I'm looking at that question, is there any other their data set, so, but in our knowledge, we're...
Yeah, I didn't include in the final model, even though all of the surveys had language ability, but the ones that did, I did control, it doesn't make any difference on the version time. Yeah, so I think you're right, it's something different to have its own effect on health, separate from coverage.
Anyone else have a question? Yes, sir. Can you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Andrew James. I'm a former assistant director of public health at the City of Houston, Texas. And now I'm instructor of the Texas Government. I'm interested in international relationships. But I guess my concern is that I'm really interested in infrastructure. Anybody that comes from other countries here, they're pre-selected, and they have certain things in order to come here. Usually, you may have more things that make them more productive than other people who may be not at that level. So, I wonder if anybody doing that is stratifying sample studies from the population, from maybe people who are not at the upper level, but can be medium income, poor people, somehow to see infrastructure like water and sewage. I mean, those kind of things we take for. Granted, there's been one in terms of water on the state water route, or where you can, you know, up in the Tennessee area and in China and other places, and they use waterways for all sorts of things. You know, bathing, not everybody maybe, but I'm just saying, so I'm wondering, but to the general population, what impact does that have on health?
To say that communication, I just stated it. I think very few surveys really have that question, but at least if you get some sort of micro level variable on where they live, that might capture some of this, but that's another limitation of my data set that I really just had that I can say that they came to. So I couldn't fully capture that, but I think that's an important point.
Well, we have
an
agency of international development in this country deals with that. But if you're interested, we had an agency for public health. We don't seem, you know, because we have an agency for defense and military things, it seems like public health, of course we have a World Health Organization, but we don't, I don't know how we would interact with other companies at the national level. The same way we do with other sorts of things. Just a comment, no answer.
Well, actually, that brings up a really important point that comes to the future of important health research, which is what needs to start looking more from recognition factors. Because a lot of these people from research assume that immigrants come blankly, all of a sudden they sort of absorb American society. But we don't really think about what's happened in their country of origin and how that contrasts to what they're experiencing here. And I think your point was right on at the end. And I think in order to advance different health, that's something that we're really going to have to consider. Is what was happening before they came.
Any other questions, comments?